We can all stand. It is a true honor to be able to introduce our speaker for the evening, Brother Jeffrey Lomax and his wife. They came to our church, I forget how long ago it's been now, it's been some time, and they moved into the Madison area and started attending here, just a little here and a little there, and they're pastoring a church. They have service in a motel. I'll let him fill you in some of those details when he gets up here. But we went out for dinner and spent quite a few hours chatting, getting to know them. And I love his spirit. I love their attitude. He's a great man of God, and it's just an honor to have him. He's going to introduce his wife and his family when he gets up here. But let's give a big round of applause to Brother Jeff Lomax. Come up here, brother, and preach to us.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on, lift up your voice. Praise the Lord, everybody. Now, I'm from Chicago. I'm from a place where sin runs rapid. I know sin runs rapid in Madison also, but I'm from a place where we don't hold back. The Bible said, let the redeemed of the Lord. Come on, open up your mouth, redeemed. Come on, open up your mouth, redeemed. Come on and open up your mouth, redeemed. Till heaven gets the news. We are the redeemed of the Lord. We are the redeemed of the Lord. Somebody ought to get excited. My God, you may have your seats in this place. We do bless the Lord. We honor the God of our salvation. Jesus saves. That's the best way to put it. Jesus saves. I'm grateful to God for the opportunity to stand before such a great cloud of witnesses. The God that saved me saved your soul as well. The Bible said while we were yet sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. The drunken man don't know he has access through the cross. The Bible tells us that before the foundation of the world, the Lamb was slain. I don't care where you go. If they're calling and lifting up on the name of Jesus, something's got to happen. Something's got to happen. Something's got to happen. I said it. Something's got to happen. Something's got to happen. Something's got to happen. As I prepare to bring my wife to have words or either sing a song, come on, sweetheart. This is my beautiful wife, Sister Tracy Lomax. Let's receive her by the word of amen.
Praise the Lord, everyone. To God be the glory for the things he has done. I'd just like to share a quick story with you. When the Lord made a way for me to relocate here to Madison in October of 2011, and when I went to my pastor, who is now my pastor in Chicago, who passed away back in September of 2013, when I went to him to ask permission to relocate here, I knew before I went to his office what was required, because he had instructed us many, many years, if you're relocating somewhere, you all, whether it's work or school, make sure there's an apostolic church there. for you to be fed and to dwell. So I went in his office and I was prepared and I had prayed already and said, Lord, if it's your will, let Bishop give me permission to move. And he said, well, is there a church there? And I said, yes, sir, here's my list. And Calvary was number one on my list, Calvary and Madison Pentecostal. And I moved here and moved here on October 4th and 5th. And Sunday came and I realized, oh my God, I don't even know how to get to this church. So I only knew one person outside of the people who had interviewed me for the job. I only knew one person in this city. So I called her and she took me to her church that day. But how many of you know that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord? And if you pray sincerely and you ask God to direct your steps, he will put you on the right path. So I went to church over there, and a few weeks after moving here, my best friend came to visit, and she and I were in the store shopping at Savers, and who do I run into but Sister Vicky and her daughter? And I knew she was Holy Ghost filled, did no one have to tell me, and we began to strike up a conversation, but that didn't lead me right here right away. It wasn't until after I got married and Ember came over and she met Sister Vicky and she began to work with the music ministry. Then she said, you guys should come to Calvary for service on Sundays, because we were only doing Bible classes on Friday, and the Lord made a way. We came on to Calvary. I finally made it to Calvary. And I bless God because Bishop Grant isn't here tonight. I think I see Sister Grant in the back. God bless you. Bishop Grant reminds me of Bishop Bell. That was my pastor in Chicago. A wise man. Doesn't have to prove what he knows. It's in him and it just oozes out if you would listen and sit at his feet. So I enjoyed Bishop Grant, and then Pastor Grant steps up to the plate, the Joshua, and he lifts up the mantle and carries on with his lovely wife, Sister Lois. I bless God for the both of you. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your hospitality. And God knows every hurt and every loss. He's going to give you double for your trouble. So just very quickly, I thank God for this church, and I thank God for you holding up the bloodstained banner, and most of all, standing, having a standard of holiness, because without which no man shall see the Lord. How can I say thanks for all the things you've done for me? Things so undeserved, yet you gave to prove your love to me. The voices of a million angels cannot express my gratitude. All that I am and ever hope to be, I owe it all. with great pleasure. For 20-some years, I was able to introduce Bishop D. Rayford Bell to the congregation on our television broadcast and our radio broadcast, not knowing that someday the Lord will bless me with someone who loves me as Christ loves the church, where I could introduce to some and present to others this man of our great God. Please receive Pastor Jeff Lomax in Jesus' name.
Just a little more praise. Can I get just a little bit on the monitor? Just a little more praise. Come on, let's set the atmosphere. Come on, let's set the atmosphere. Just a little more praise. Hallelujah. 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 Just a little more praise. Hallelujah. Woo. I feel right at home. Oh, glory. None like you, Lord. Have your seats in the place. We will be in the book of St. John. The sixth chapter. Let's go to the 60th verse. We will read up to and including verse number 68. When you have it, please say amen. Thank you, Jesus. I am grateful. Sister Tracy told you quite a bit, but she didn't tell you that God gave Madison to me to come a little while ago. And because of situations being the way they were, I raised my two daughters, Sister Ember and Kimber Lomax, pretty much the last 12, 15 years by myself. I was delayed a little bit getting here when God told me, but when I finally did what I believe God gave me to do, there was a sister here in Madison. The Lord had laid it on her heart to come here, so she came, and because I looked to Madison, I saw Sister Tracy. I'm saying that because somebody needs to hear me. What you're looking for, God is setting you up to give it to you. You don't have to receive that, but I come to tell you that if you're looking for something, God is setting you up to receive it. All right. St. John, the sixth chapter, verse number 60. We already said we have it. I'll read it. You just pray for me because we preached this morning and God blessed us. Anytime we can sit under the word, we blessed. Amen. St. John, the sixth chapter, verse number 60 says, many therefore of his disciples, when they had heard this and said, this is a hard saying, who can hear it? Jesus knew in himself that his disciples murmured at it. He said unto them, doth this offend you? What and if ye shall see the Son of Man ascend up where he was before? It is the Spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray him. And he said, therefore say I unto you that no man come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. For the time, many of his disciples went back. From that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then Jesus said unto the 12, will you go also? Will you go also? Will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the reading of the word. I pray now, Lord God, that you would bless every hearer. Oh, God, allow me, God, to be used at this time, that something might be said, that somebody might turn to you before it's everlasting too late. In Jesus' name, amen. For a subject, just for a few minutes, few moments, we need the word. We need the word. As a brother from Chicago, have experienced many things in my short lifespan. Many of the things that I've had the opportunity to experience were not always positive things. And I know some of you've had some circumstances and some situations and some tests and trials to come in your lives. Those tests and trials, the Bible tells us, come to make you strong. One thing no one can tell me is that I can't make it if I try. Nobody can tell me you can't make it if you try. And the reason I know this is because the more that I put forth effort, the more I begin to realize you can have good outcomes with your efforts. So I come to tell the church tonight that if you just put your best foot forward, God's able to do anything but fail. Somebody say amen. God's able to turn my darkness into day. I said God can do anything but fail. God can turn my sickness into deliverance. God can do anything but fail. God can take my lack of understanding and give me understanding. God can do anything but fail. Somebody shout glory in the house. The God we serve is mighty to save. The God we serve is mighty to save. I don't know what your situation has been, will be, and what has been, but I come to tell you that the God we serve cannot fail. I know your enemy is against your life here. Some people are struggling, but I come to tell you that the Bible declares that a man born of a woman is but a few days, and they're going to be full of trouble. So you might as well put your boots on and get ready to fight back. Because the devil's not going to stop. It's the duty he has to trouble the people of God. Because folks that ain't trying to live for God are not having the struggle that the people of God are having. This Chicago style, just so y'all know. So the Bible tells me that if we are born again, that we are new creatures, old things have passed away. And behold, all things have become new. The God we serve will make you new. Where when your friends look at you after you've been born again, they'll say, you look like the guy I remember, but you don't act like the guy I remember. Our God can do anything but fail. Somebody got to get this thing in their spirit, because somebody's fighting a battle in the midst of us and they really don't believe they got the victory. But I hear the Holy Ghost declaring that victory was won on Calvary. Hey, somebody needs to hear it. The fight is fixed. You've already got the victory. You already got it. All you have to do is walk in your victory. That's why Jesus could tell men and women when they were infirmed in their body. He said, pick up your bed and walk. That means you already got the victory. Just get up and walk. Somebody shout, I got the victory. And God begins to deal with the mind of people, the mind of people, the mind, that thing that you use to do the things that you do and act the way you act. But God begins to work in your mind. He begins to show you your mind through his word. Somebody told me long ago, they said, the longer you walk with God, your ways become like God's ways. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things, the way I used to talk to women before I came to Jesus, I don't talk to a sister like that no more. My old mind is gone away. Hello, somebody. The way I used to work on my job, I don't work on my job no way. That old mind has passed away. Come on, somebody. People are working on their job. The believers, we're supposed to be the head and not the tail. We're the ones that's supposed to be the examples on the job. I know I'm hitting somebody dead in the forehead, but you ought to be the one on the job that the boss looks to be an example. I ought not be the one that don't come to work. Hello, somebody, because he's a healer in my life. When I wasn't saved, I'd take off because of the union. You know, the union backing. I'll say this for all that love the union does harbor mediocrity. Wait a minute, I was a chief steward in the union, so I know what the union's work is. But Jesus said, we come with peace. My God, we come for peace sake with our beliefs. We don't come to be a fighter among the job, the workplace. We come to be everything God called us to be. I thank you, Jesus. And the Bible declares that if you want to be all God called you to be, you got to surrender your life into his hand. Now, the Bible says that a situation took place, and this situation is unique for my mind because I understand as a pastor and as a person that worked as an armor bearer with my pastor in Chicago for many years, some people don't come to Jesus but for one thing, and that's what they need. They come to Jesus looking for help in their desperate places, their yearnings, their desires. And understand, the Lord already knows that's why you came. He already knows that you came for the fish and the loaves. He already knows you came because you're an outcast. He already knows you've come because the world has made you a three strike and you out. He already knows that you've been hurt and broken by life. He already knows people have abused your body. He already knows folks have taken advantage of your being. He already knows. But he says, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. The Jesus we love, he came to set the captives free. Anybody in this house free? Raise your hand like this. He comes to set the captives free. The Bible says that on this particular day, it was the day after the Lord had fed the 5,000 men. And we're not quite sure how many women and children were present, but the Bible said he fed these people. And he fed these people to their amazement, to the point where the thing that they were hungry for in the natural made them follow him over into the next day. And some people follow the Lord just for the natural need. Hello, somebody. They're following him just to get the needs of the natural met. But God knows already about it. But the Bible declares that when they came saying, Master, where did you come from? How did you show up to where we were? The Bible said he went in to teach them a little more deeper. Pastor, the reason I love the ministry you present before the people is because you're always challenging us to go higher in the name of Jesus. It don't get easier, it gets harder, because they that know their God shall wax strong. Hello, somebody. So it's not going to get any easier to the degree where you can recognize that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, even he had to go to Calvary's cross. And my Bible told me that he ended up in a place called Gethsemane. Amen. And I want you to know, you got to go to your Gethsemane experience. Anybody that wants to go higher in Jesus Christ, you're going to have to die out to self and say, not my will. If Jesus had to go to Gethsemane, I got to go. Because he told me, if any man come after me, let him pick up his cross and follow me. You can't be like Jesus except you die out to yourself. And when you decide to die out to yourself, you will then live. But until then, you're going to have the fight. That's why Paul said, I die.
I die daily because except I kill my body, my flesh, the mortal being of my existence, I can never see God's glory. And you said that's what we're looking at this year, the glory of God. And you can't see the glory of God except you see it through the Holy Ghost. You're not going to see it. When you look at me, I'm a big old man. But if you're looking for God's glory, you're listening for God's voice. You're not looking to see what flesh is doing. You're trying to see what God is doing. Somebody talk back in this house. Because if God be for me, you can be against me. But when God turns on the light, you can turn every light out. And the Holy Ghost. Anybody got the Holy Ghost in this house tonight? Excuse me, sometimes I get excited. The same way I used to get excited when that song came on and they said, let's do the boogaloo. Let's do the electric slide. Let's do the stump the roach. I ain't never heard of sanctified folk scared to give God praise. And as soon as the world called out your jam, you got on the dance floor. But I will bless the Lord. This ought to be the place where they say they crazy. They jumping off the wall. Because what he did for us, no man could have done for us. Anybody feel the Holy Ghost? I declare, can't nobody do you like Jesus. If you bound in sickness and disease, the Holy Ghost makes the difference. Woo! I got joy unspeakable. I said, I got joy unspeakable. You might see me leaping, but let me tell you some more going on down on the inside. And that's called the love of God. Let's wave our hand. Who had a towel in this house? Come on, let's let the winds of Pentecost. Do you not know somebody in here needs this? They need a wind of Pentecost experience. Come on here. Somebody in this house need to feel his presence. Come on here. Somebody in this house need to know it. It's real. Breathe on us, Holy Ghost. Breathe on us. Breathe on us. Breathe. If God breathes on you, I said, if God breathes on you, your walls at Jericho are coming down. The Bible said Jesus, he blew on his disciples and he said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Come on here. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Somebody in the house needs the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost, they told me, makes the difference. Yes, it's Jesus and Jesus only. But if you ain't got the tongue talking Holy Ghost, when the devil comes against you, you ain't got no power. For the weapons of our warfare, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down. Somebody get your hand up here and do this. I got authority. There is no weapon formed against me. Come on, good looking brother. No weapon. Come on, good looking sister. No weapon. Come on here, devil. No weapon. Folks trying to fight the devil in the flesh. Folks trying to fight the devil in the flesh. Folks, they're trying to fight the devil in the flesh, and you can't whoop the devil in the flesh. I feel your deliverance in this house tonight. Somebody's fighting, Pastor, and they're fighting in the dark. But Jesus said men love darkness because their deeds are evil. Come on out that corner. Come into the light. Come on, walk in the light. Come on, walk in the light. Come on, walk in the light. Come on, come on, come on. Don't you want to go? Come on, come on, come on. Don't you want to go? I think I got a few more minutes in me. Y'all, hey, y'all see, we don't want to scare the visitors. If I haven't seen anything else, I can tell you. I can tell you that the Word of God makes the difference. For every soul that's in this building that knows or believes you have not been let go by the enemy, the Word of God is what you really need. Because the Word of God brings deliverance into your being. This is why Jesus declared something to those that were a little further away from him. Not in distance, but in desire. Oh, you better hear what I said. The crowds went everywhere he went. He was a mega ministry preacher. Jesus Christ, I'm saying. But many people that followed the master didn't all follow him because they knew who he was. Some folks followed the Lord Jesus because they needed healings. They say Jesus is healing, and they would make their way. Some folks knew he was coming, and they just got on the roadside because all they wanted to do was him to come to them. Help me, Lord. And I'm going to get ready to close because I want to do the right things here. But I feel in my spirit to tell you that I've heard a story. And this story that I heard astonished me in many ways. But the way it astonished me the most was that sometimes people that come into the master's presence has this mindset. There was a preacher told me that they were having an altar call. And a mother comes to the altar with a crutch or with a cane. And he said that woman came and the preacher asked her, "What would you have me to touch and agree with you for?" Now hear me, because I believe there are people that come to Jesus have this same mindset. And he said to the woman, "What would you have me to touch and agree with you for?" And she said, "Preacher, pray that the pain would go away." Now she's already infirm because she's using a crutch or a cane. But then she makes another statement. I believe at times the people of God are thinking it, even though we don't say it. She says, "I don't want to be healed because I have to get a check back." If he takes the pain away, I can continue to gain the benefit, but I don't have to suffer the afflictions of the pain of it. There are people in the body of Christ. Hello, hello. I'm speaking to you. That don't want to suffer the afflictions of the pains of the sins that they do. But they don't want to be made whole because you no longer will have an excuse. I'm going to turn around because I don't want you to think I'm talking to you. There are people in the body of Christ, wall, that don't believe God that he can make them whole through and through. to the point where Jesus says, "Will thou be made whole?" He didn't ask him, "Would you like me to take the pain away?" He said, "Will thou be made whole?" There are people in the building. God don't want to just take the pain away. God don't just want to take the pain away from you. I hear the Lord saying, "Will thou be made whole? That you might be the father that you ought to be after you made all them kids." "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." That you might be the wife after so many men have abused and used and taken advantage of you. That you might be the woman that God called a virtuous woman. "I can't be it because I've been broken too many times. I've been taken advantage of." But I hear the God say, the Lord we serve, saying, "Will thou be made? You don't know how much I can't stand them. They always using and abusing." I tell the members at Word of Life that here's the one thing you can rest assured. If you die for God's sake, he will resurrect you. Now, if you're dying for your sake, I can't guarantee you nothing. But if you give your life for Jesus Christ, he will resurrect you. How many brothers and sisters in the Lord are living beneath their privilege? "I'm saved, but I can't manage my money." You didn't hear what I said. I know it. That's why. Okay, you heard me. So this thing is on. We need the word. And when the word comes, don't forget, some are going to turn away. Some of them are going to turn away. They are not going to follow you because of these hard sayings. And then you got to ask them ones that's sticking closer to you. You can smell their breath and they can smell yours. You're going to have to ask them, "Will you go also?" And they're going to tell you, "Where can we go? For only thou hast the word of eternal life." Pray for me in Jesus' name.
Let's all stand tonight. Praise God. Reminded of the story of the 10 lepers. Of the 10 lepers, Jesus healed them all. The word tells us that he healed them all. But the one that came back, hallelujah, and thanked the master, he said, "Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole." You know what I believe? If you know anything about leprosy, leprosy's like sin. It eats away at you. It takes away your abilities. It takes away, it eats away your hands. It eats away your fingers. It eats away your ears, your nose. I believe the other 10 or the other 9 were healed, but they didn't get their fingers back. They were healed, but they didn't get their ears back. They were healed, but they didn't get their toes back. And Jesus said, "Thy faith hath made thee whole." The 10th one was healed and he was restored. Tonight, if you could stand, this altar is open. I would like for you to come down here, because if you need a healing, God can heal you, but he wants to make you whole. If you've been, as Brother Lomax said, if you've been abused, if you've been all kinds, whatever has happened to you in your life, whatever experience has happened to you, God not only wants to heal you, he wants to make you whole. And only he can do that. But you got to meet him at an altar. You got to start off with repentance. repentance. We don't get anywhere in our walk with God. Repentance is our first step. We have some folks here tonight that are going to get baptized, going down in the water in the name of Jesus in baptism. Won't you come? If you need to be healed tonight, if you need a physical healing, if you need a mental healing, if you need a heart healing, I want you to come down here tonight as our praise team sings. I want to thank you, Brother Lomax, for preaching the Word of God to us tonight. Praise God. Our ministers and our elders, come on down. Let's begin to pray with people here. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.